believe the Lord has something very important to say to you this morning. You watching all over the world, thank you so much. Father, you have graced this place in praise and worship. I felt your presence. Your people have called your name. And we are so thankful for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for every person under the sound of our voice. May you get your glory and your grace in this place today. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to the book of Exodus, chapter 3, and Joshua, chapter 6, or chapter 5. We're going to go into chapter 6. We're going to deal with a subject that need to be opened up, need to be explained. Exodus chapter 3. We'll begin a series today on the secret of standing on holy ground. The secrets of standing on holy ground. Holy ground has to be defined for you to rightfully understand that many times in your life you've been standing on holy ground. Holy ground is not a piece of land. Holy ground is a visitation from God with instruction for your situation. Listen now, every one of you all at one time or another stood on holy ground. Holy ground is a visitation from God with instruction. I'm going to add on to it now. Holler, holler your situation supernaturally. You heard that? Now, in praying about that this morning, the Lord spoke to me again. He said, tell them stop kicking it over. Stop kicking it over. In other words, I get it all set up for you. You get nervous. You get in fear. You go to somebody else and they give you wrong instruction. Stop kicking it over. The next time you deal with something, be still and know that I am God. Don't get all frigidly and running because something happened. Life is all about that. Things are going to come. But you've got to know how to be still and know I'm God. And that if you trust me, I'm going to place anything that comes around you at holy ground. Now, many situations, I'm going to read in a minute. Many situations you're dealing with right now, you think is a problem. But it's just another chance for God to show himself strong. Can I get an amen on that? Holy ground, two places. We're going to deal with Moses in Exodus. We're going to deal with Joshua in the book of Joshua. Both times the Lord told them to take their shoes off. Humanistic or human solution, academic solution, psychological solution, solution on your own is where you're wearing your own shoe. Come on, now y'all got to understand that before I got to read it. See, trying to figure it out, calling a lot of other your friends, what would you do? You still got your shoes on. See, taking your shoes off, spell T-R-U-S-T, is where you're trusting him to carry. Are you following me? I can't hear you. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 1, Moses is up against something. Pharaoh, they're in bondage. Wilson, tell somebody there's nothing God can't do. We need to talk about this in the morning. You need to leave here with that on your mind. So he said, now Moses kept, Exodus 3:1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel, verse 2, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, Moses did. The bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. It's not no regular bush, is it? Because a fire be on a bush long enough. How many of y'all ever saw a fire burn a bush? Yeah, if you go down the ashes, right? This one didn't go down. I feel like shouting off of that. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, I mean, verse 4, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush. God what?
Called.
What? God called unto him out of the midst of the bush. Now, I'm not going to cross over this because I might not get back to it. One way to recognize and to implement standing on holy ground is you have to be able to hear the voice of God. God, listen, God is not a God, a historical God. God is still speaking. And he's speaking your answer. No matter what you're dealing with, you his child, right? God has your answer and he wants you to have it. So one of the qualifications for standing on holy ground, you have to be sensitive to the voice of God. Now, God's voice is not going to be just in English. God's voice is not going to be where you can, through the sense realm, understand what he's saying. You follow what I'm saying? Well, let me go on and tell you the other part you got to do to say. You got to be in the spirit. Holy ground is spiritual ground. So when you hear his voice, you're going to be able to hear his voice in the spirit. Are you following me? Because it's not going to be a normal scenario. Verse 3 again. And Moses said, I will now turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. Y'all know the Lord going to hit this place, right?
Amen.
I feel him coming right now.
Whew.
Something happening in here right now. I believe somebody in here gonna see a bush today. Have an experience with God. He said, I'm the same. Today, yesterday, and forever. See, here's another point you need to write down. I'm not serving a historical God. I'm serving a God of mysteries who will reveal the mystery to me when I need it. And when that happened, it messed the world all up because they don't know what way I'm going. See, there is a divine path that God want to bring you to this morning. There's a divine path that's going to change your life forever. If you hear God's voice this morning, you're going to get on a journey that you've never been on before, because our God is a supernatural God. He's a miracle working God, and he cannot be stopped. I wish somebody talked to me up in here this morning. He wanted to tell you, your miracles are knocking on your door. You need a miracle of healing? There he's knocking. I'm ready to bring it to you right now. You better tell somebody, this is a set morning in my life. God has set me up to be here this day. It's a setup. There will be no no's in here this morning. All the blessings of God are yea. Clap your hand, clap your hand, clap your hand. No, 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 no requests will be turned down this morning. Y'all ain't hear me. Y'all hear what I'm saying? You ready? Got your shouting clothes? You will not be stopped another day in your life. As you follow the word of God, the word gonna answer every time. Sit down. Let me try to get to the text. I'm going to get to these in the weeks to come, but I'm going to say a few of them to you so you understand. When David faced Goliath, he was standing on holy ground. So Goliath's size didn't make no difference. When the 12 spies were sent to spy out the land, 2 out of 10, you remember? But the 2 were standing on holy ground. Where are you standing this morning? When you recognize that, when you recognize that, it's not your sufficiency, it's his sufficiency. It's not what you have done, it's what God have done for you through Christ. But every child of God have the opportunity to stand on holy ground. When he's talking about standing on holy ground, you know what he said in Luke 10:19? Behold, I've given you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion, and the power of the enemy shall do you no harm. That's holy ground. You know when you stand on holy ground, you know what he means? The steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. That's holy ground. You know what he's talking about, holy ground? One of the part of the arm of God is holy ground. Your feet shall be shod with the preparation. Talking about your feet. Of the gospel of peace. That's holy ground. So I got to preach all those texts to finish this series. You know, can't preach them all today, but I got to preach them all. The last, you listening? The last time you were in a jam and couldn't figure it out, that was holy ground. Yeah. The last time it seemed like you were not going to make it, that was holy ground. Why you think you made it? See, for God to do things for you, he got to get you out the way. And sometimes the only way to get you out the way is you find out you can't handle it. Shoo, my goodness. Verse 4, and when the Lord saw that he turned Moses aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush. And said, Moses, Moses. And he said, what? Yeah. All right, underline there, because you got to do that. You might not understand it, but you got to do this. Here am I. Say it.
Here am I.
How many of y'all God can have full reign in your life this morning? In other words, you're going to stop running your own life. That's a here am I statement. See, if you don't get to the yeah, I am, I statement, you're going to try to do it yourself. And I'm going to tell you, you're not going to do good enough. Yeah, I am, I mean I am insufficient for this situation. I can't handle it by myself. Help. Whatever you're dealing with today, whatever the scenario may be, I want to give you these three words that are going to change it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, am I. How many of y'all willing to raise your hand and say, yeah, am I?
Yeah.
That means hold it up. Don't wait a minute. Here am I. Other words. Whatever need to be dealt with in my life according to your will, here am I. Whatever I need to happen supernaturally in my life, I'm tired fighting this stuff myself. Here am I. Are you ready to surrender? Here am I. Here am I. Here am I, a surrendering word. We need to surrender. We got things too much together ourselves. Do you know that God right here, right now, is putting you in a brand new position? When as a man of God, I call the Christonata. Those words, yeah, am I, have gone through my spirit. And as a mouthpiece for God, God is putting your life in a new position right now. Here am I. I surrender all I have to you. Whatever you want to do with me, with it, I surrender now. Here am I. I'm stuck. I know what this means to so many people under the sound of my voice. See, we don't know what people are going through. We don't know where they are. We don't know what their desires are. We don't know what their needs are. You know, we all clap our hands, laugh, and jump in here, but deep down in the nitty-gritty, what do a person need sitting next to you? And God is giving us the word, here am I. I surrender. My all. Do what you want with my family. Do what you want with my money. Do what you want. Do what you want. Do what you want. Do what you want with my body. Do what you want with my mind. Do what you want, Lord. I want what you want. Now, you're not going to be blessed until you get there. You're not going to be fully blessed. You can read all the scriptures you want. You can sing all the songs you want. You're not going to get fully blessed till you get to here am I. Yeah, my eyes are a qualifying factor to walk on holy ground. Anything can supernaturally happen to a person who surrendered to God fully. All I have is yours. Sit down. Sit down a minute. I got a clock on me. I'm watching. I feel the Holy Ghost, though. I appreciate God being here this morning. Something tremendous is going to happen in here this morning. I feel it building. It's building in the spirit. And he said, here am I. I'm at the inner voice four. Here am I. Verse 5 now is a text. You ready? Let's read this. This is something, man. Yes, this is how many of y'all ready for an encounter? Yes. How many of y'all ready for an experience you never had before? Yes. Well, when we read this verse, you're going to have one. Yes. We got two H's. Yes, hear my voice? Here am I. Remember that? Hear my voice. Here am I. Those two, there are more, but these are two requirements. Hear my voice and then surrender. Here am I. Now everybody read the verse. I don't care what you're up against. I don't care who you're up against. I don't care what you're trying to get. You can get that this morning. Good God Almighty. Ooh, say ooh. You know, sometimes I say it this way. Sometimes when you're too cute, sometimes, I got to try to break this down for the seed. Sometimes you got to get a little silly. Yeah. I really want to use this other word, a little stupid. Yeah. For God really to use you. I mean, a little awkward. You got to recognize you don't have it all together. Yeah. Then, why you think I'm up here and you down there? My awkwardness. My inabilities. Many people too sufficient for God to use them. Inadequacies. Open doors for God to use you. Because he know you'll do anything he tell you to do. Let's read verse 5. Ready? And he said, come on. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes. See? Don't get no closer. Draw not here with them shoes on. Don't you bring your humanism in my presence. Take them shoes off. Actually, he's telling you, take yourself off. Almost saying to a degree, drop your senses at the door. Because they're going to come in here trying to figure something out. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet. For the place where on thou standest is holy ground. In other words, you listening?
Yes, sir.
I am about to do some things out of the ordinary. And if you keep your shoes on, you're not going to be able to walk with me. For the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. You cannot walk on holy ground by sight. Holy ground will cause you to trust me. Don't look like you're winning. But when you trust me, you're winning all the time. Why? I can't lose. It just looks like it's going the other way. But when I get ready, I'm about to turn this thing around. There are some things that you're dealing with in your life that is going the wrong way. But God doggone, you came here today. And the thing that was going the wrong way in your life, the Lord said, because you took your shoes off this morning, I'm about to turn I'm about to turn that thing around for you this day, not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, but I'm powerful enough to change it right now. Let me turn it. Yield to me. I'm going to turn it around for you. Turn around. Turn around. You are not in the same position when you came here this morning. Matter of fact, you're not the same person no more. Ready for this? The verdict has been changed. The jury has been sent out. I decide I'm going to answer this case myself. Y'all robbing the Holy Ghost. The case is over. I see y'all don't have no cases. Unless you respond. If you don't respond, I'm not talking to you. Y'all haven't responded good enough. You must recognize. You don't just have Leroy talking to you. You must recognize who sent me. And he's sending you a word this morning that your verdict is settled. He's turning things around for you, and you're not going to respond. You still sitting there looking at Leroy and God talking to you? Moses, and receive a seed. Moses is not dead. Moses is up in here this morning. Sit down. I'm almost through. Sit down. Y'all better respond better. I'm going to quit. Sit down. Sit down. Write these words down. Write these words down. Sit down a minute. Write these words down, if you will. Write these words down. Because these words have to be understood. For to capture what's happening to you right now, these words have to be understood. Zone. Zone. You're going into another zone. You talk about holy ground, you're talking about a different zone. That's why he told Moses, he said, Moses, you're standing in a different zone, I receive now. You're standing in a different zone. Next word is rim. Rim. You're not in a normal, natural, mathematical rim. 2 plus 2 is not 4 anymore. You enter into a rim of God's calibration. I'm calibrating this situation. It's a rim. It's a rim. It's a rim where miracles can happen any second. It's a rim that's full of signs and wonders. It's a rim. It's a rim. It's not a church rim. It's not an organizational rim. Dimension. It's another dimension. You have entered into another status. Your status is not the same. There's a rhythm that has come in your life this morning. You will walk from a different beat. This world and satanic forces and people who are trying to hold you down won't be able to catch up with your rhythm. They're going to look for you one place, you're going to be somewhere else. Because you're walking in the rhythm of the Holy Ghost, the rhythm of the supernatural, the rhythm of God, the rhythm of Jesus, the rhythm of the Holy Spirit, the rhythm of the kingdom, the rhythm of the Word of God. You're walking with another beat. There's another beat in your life. You're not walking the same way you used to walk. Your steps are different. Another word is level. Level. I'm about to take you to another level. Zone, rim, what else? What else? What else? What else? What else? See, when you take your shoes off, you live a different life than normal church goers. I said normal church goer. You live a different life because you're listening to another sound. You're not listening to jazz. You're not listening to rock. What some of this new stuff is. You're not listening to that. You listen to another beat. You're dancing from another orchestra. You're hearing sound. Of victory. You're hearing sounds of triumphs that the natural man can't hear. Oh my, my, my. Oh my, 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 my. My, 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 my. Know that you cannot. Oh, I'm going to preach 10 to 15 more minutes. Know that you cannot stand on holy ground in the natural. Sensical, academically, psychologically, scientifically. You can't stand on holy ground based on those concepts. No, you cannot stand on holy ground in the natural, the flesh, or by religion. Or tradition. or by trusting in man in the place of God. You want me to read that again? Because you need to hear this. It's clear enough because, I mean, it's out there, but you just can't say, I got it because the man of God preached it. That's why instruction come for you to know how to work it for yourself. I'm going to Gonzales. I don't know where you're going. So you're going to your house. You're going to your different place. So you got to know how to work this thing for yourself. I'm saying, thus says the Lord. Know this. You cannot stand on holy ground in the natural, by the flesh, by religion, or tradition, or by trusting in man in the place of trusting God. Holy ground is always saying, turn your Bible to Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. You got it, daughter. My daughter was quoting it just now. You got it. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, not Zephaniah. Zechariah. He got Zephaniah. This is the only way you're going to be able to attain, listen to me, or maintain the flow of the functioning that God is revealing to us this morning. This is the only way you're going to be able to maintain this flow whenever they find Zechariah 4. Oh, no, I'm they fell out back there. They fell out. And then when they come through, they were kind of goofy like, said, well, where we at? Then he asked to speak unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, now, here's what you got to see. Here's what you see, because, now, let me ask you a question. Look at me. The last thing you dealt with that gave you problem, and fear came, and worry came, anxiety came, stress came, and you were calling everybody you knew. What happened to you? Oh, yeah, something happened to you. Oh, yeah, something happened to you. I can't really tell you what I want to tell you what happened to you, but something really happened to you. While you're holding there, I want you to turn to Jeremiah 17. Hold that scripture there. Verses 5 and 6, I'm going to close there. Jeremiah, because I take up next Sunday. I want to read this scripture, but I want you to go to Jeremiah 17 and just hold it there. And let's look at Zechariah. I want you to underline in your Bible in the book of Zechariah, not by might, not by self-effort. How many ever got in trouble by self-effort? Breath of y'all lies, lift your hand up. And including up here. And all my, y'all got your hand up? Yeah, all right. Self-effort is a beast. Beast when you're dealing with the devil. Not by might, no by power. Your own strength. How many of us try to do it by your own strength? But by my spirit. Say that. But by my spirit. Say it again. But by my spirit. You cannot say that and lose. But by God's Spirit, I'm coming up out of here. But by God's Spirit, you're going to turn me loose. But by God's Spirit, I'm going to get this victory. Y'all see it? Ask the person next to you, do you see it? Can I help you anyway? Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit. There's that zone. There's that realm. See, it's another zone. It's another realm. We as Christians had let the world taught us how to walk. They tell us what we can't do. They make fun because we dance and jump around. Let them make fun. But we got to have some production in our life to let them know that our God is bigger than their God. We got to have some manifestation. We got to have some demonstration in our life. They got to see something. They just got to hear us talk. They got to see something in our life. They got to see how we live. That our God is a big God. Wow! Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation. Do you know what salvation means? Salvation does not mean just I'm going to heaven. Salvation means I have abundant life down here. Salvation means I'm healed and healthy. Salvation means I got a long, satisfied life. Salvation means I'm full of joy. I'm full of peace. I'm full of mercy. I'm full of grace. That's what salvation means. Jesus just didn't die for me to go to heaven. He died for me to rule down here in his name. I got to look at them two scriptures. Let's close. Shavhekatalabasha. I wish somebody breathed for me today. You see, my trust in God, not in Leroy. My trust in God, not in Carolyn, my wife, not in Leroy Jr., not in Shauna, not in Montrell or Donnell. My children, my grandchildren here. Happy birthday. Layla, she made 16. They eat with me every Sunday. All holidays they're with me. You know, Papa, I don't go out much. People who I tried to make friends with, they didn't make it. They don't understand me, you know. So I'm a family man. I remember I went to Fred Price's house the first time. His oldest daughter was in front of us. Dr. Price, anybody know Fred Price? Know Fred Price? I went to his house the first time, and I'm a little country boy, broke, and didn't understand all this fancy stuff. And his daughter, they took me into the theater. I said, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I was up in the age before I saw theater, a real movie, you know. You got theater chairs up in here, up in this house. Then we went to some tables, a glamorous room. I'm just looking, country boy, dust still on my feet. We get back to the pool, she pushed a button, and the top of the pool was glass, but it opened up so the air can come in. I said, Jesus Christ. I had been to some country preacher's house. I said, so the oldest daughter turned around to me and said, Dr. Thompson? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, the reason all these amenities are here, my dad worked real hard and he don't go out in the public. he can't go out in the public, so we try to make it for him here where he can have the amenities that he need to have. I said, oh, I see. I went to Dr. Price's house for the first time, and we got out the car going in the house, and Dr. Price pulled his Rolls Royce into the garage, and Carol and I got out. He said, come here. I said, sir? He said, come here. I'm broke, country boy. He says, sit down in this car so you'll know how to act when you get yours. This ain't nowhere on my mind. I ain't never saw a Rolls Royce in my life. I said, yes, sir. So then I go to preach for Creflo Dollar. Now, he always picked me up in a Rolls Royce. Black, brand new Rolls Royce. You can smell the newness on it. I get in the back. And so I say, I'm going to just feel this carpet here. This looks different. It's like lamb wool. So I rub. No, I'm not messing my sermon up. This is the truth. No, just shut up. Matter with your broke chef. You don't understand what God's doing with your broke chef. Shut up. This part of the sermon. So I reach down to rub it. I don't have a quarter. I reach down to rub it and put my hand through it and I raise back up. And these words came out of me. I said, Lord, you want me to have one of these? That's all I said. I came here in a meeting. A man stood up. He said, Dr. Tom, we want to buy you a Rolls Royce. There's nothing that God don't want you to have. It's them religious spirits get a hold of you and put you in a category, in a bracket. You're not supposed to be in a bracket. It all came to pass. I remember I went to Creflo House, and I'm up there trying to use this, this theater. All these buttons and stuff. I don't know what I'm doing up there. I'm hitting buttons. My wife figured out. I'm hitting buttons left and right, man. Stuff started moving. You don't know what's moving, you know? and I stayed with him many years, many times, you know. And God just wanted me to see. Then when I went back to read about Abraham, I better understood. Isaac and Jacob and Solomon and Job and David. Y'all read over that part. God blessed those men and women. Y'all read over that part with your religious self. You read over the part, then you get upset when somebody walking in the manifestation of the revelation. Quit that. All right, let's read 17 and I'm closing. Y'all pray to get up here. We got to sing behind this thing. Now, here's the secret of pulling your shoes off in Jeremiah now. In Jeremiah 17, verse 5. Thus said the Lord. Cursed be the man that trusteth in man. And make his what? See, we talked about that. This is not a flesh realm. And whose heart departeth from the Lord. Here's his condition. Here's how he's going to end up. For he shall be like the heat in the desert. Should be like what? Watch what he says now. And shall not see. Whoa! I won't scream. and shall not see. He bring it to you, but if you're blind and you're deaf and you're contrary and you're not open, and he shall not see when good coming. Now, who? Now raise your hand up, please. Who, don't raise your hand. Who won't be in that condition? Don't raise your hand. And should not see when good cometh. And should not see when good cometh. But shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabit it. Can you get an interpretation of that? I got 5 minutes. Can you get an interpretation of that? That means you blind as a bat. God trying to bless you. And because you got your trust in man, in religion, or in something else, you don't even see where God wants you at. You don't see what God want to do for you because you trust in somebody else instead of trusting God. Don't get mad with me because I open my eyes. I'm here trying to open your eyes so you can see what God wants you to be, what God wants you to have, where God wants you to go. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. He'll direct your path. God ain't got no broke, sick path for you. Everything not for you is temporary. Let's read the next part of that verse. Shatalalabasha. Verse 7 now. You got your dancing clothes? Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord one time in his life. That what? Well, what trust in me? Continue infinitum from now on. Ooh, I feel hot all. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters. Anybody read the first song? Whatsoever he doeth. Psalm 1, 1, 2, 3. And that spread it out of her roots by the river. Oh Lord. Make me want to go back to you now. Glory to God. And shall not see when the heat cometh. What is the heat? Sickness. Disease. Lack. Confusion. Contrariness. That's the heat. Satan try to send his fire in your life. But because you're trusting God, you're in an air-conditioned position. Satan can't burn you. The fire can't burn. And the lion can't bite. Because you got your hand in God's hand. Who listened to me here this morning? No fire can burn your life up. No problem can stop you from going forward because they got a wind at your back. God got his hand on your shoulder and you're going to make a way out of no way. I'm glad about it this morning. I'm glad that I don't have to trust in man, but I can trust in the living God. He brought me from a mighty long ways. I heard one of my old aunts said, if God got his hand on your child, nobody can stop you. He'll be with you in a dark moment, in the moment of heat. He'll be with you. When the water get deep, he still be with you. Y'all don't want me to preach that this morning. Y'all want to shut down on me. But I feel the presence of God. Yeah, I'm a teacher. Yes, I'm an apostle. Yes, I'm a prophet. Yes, I'm a pastor. But I'm also a preacher of the gospel. Sometime I got to let the wind blow. Sometime I got to make a different sound. God got his hand on me, and I feel his presence in the morning. You gonna make it because God got his hand on you. Don't worry about the fire. The fire can't burn. Don't worry about the water. The water can't drown you. Don't worry about the line. The line can't harm you. God will make the line like a sleeping kitten. Your greatest enemy cannot stop you no more. Because God got his hand on you. Yeah, I'm so glad. Word of life, we going forward. We're not going backwards. We going straight forward. God got his hand on us. Read the end of that scripture. Look at it. 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 Verse 8, for you shall be as a tree planted by the waters that spreads out. Junior, get ready. It spreads out the root by the rivers. It shall not see when heat cometh. It shall not see when trouble cometh. It shall not see. Don't need to see. But our leaf shall be green. And shall not be calf in the year of drought when everything looks like it's not going right. Neither shall cease from yielding fruit. You're going to be blessed the rest of your day. Shout about it. Shout about it.